Hello, everyone. We are here on iTalk Movies here on Popcorn Talk, and I'm here to interview the amazing Luke Gregory Crosby. And so stay tuned after the intro.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And then, here's Popcorn Talk's iTalk Movies.
I'm waiting for it. There's the build. Wait, I can't continue until I hear it. No? Okay. Well, it's all right. Hey, guys. Welcome to iTalk Movies here on Popcorn Talk. I am your host, Alexis Torres. You can find me where all shenanigans will ensue at atorres890. And I'm not alone, clearly, because I have the handsome, the fantastic, the talented, and all around just hot in general, Luke Gregory Crosby.
Making me blush.
That's my job here.
Good. They paid you well.
I am I'm a host and a professional blusher.
Yes.
Hey! How are you? Where can the fans find you all over the internet?
I am fantastic. I am at Luke G. Crosby on Facebook, Luke G. Crosby on Instagram, and at Luke G. Crosby on Twitter.
Sweet. Super simple. I think you guys can figure that out. The reason why, obviously, I'm interviewing this talented person on my left here is because there's just a movie that's just coming out.
There's a movie.
It's awesome. It's just a book, and now it's being made into a film produced by Jenna Marbles, if you don't know who that is.
Who?
What? Yeah, who's that? I don't know. Who doesn't know it? I don't know. But if you haven't read the book, you should go check it out. It's actually pretty good. I like it. And it's by James Patterson, right there. Look at that beautiful cover.
Yes.
Look at that stuff. And yeah, how do you feel about this movie coming out?
I honestly am so honored. I knew, you know, so it's really a funny story. The project landed on my desk last year, September.
Wow.
And I had three people pushing me for the part of Ari. So most of the fans know who Ari is, and he's a very intricate character, and he's either hated or beloved by whoever you read. So what ended up happening was my agent manager, Chris Rowe, who's amazing.
Hi, Chris.
Hey, there you go. Shout out. And he set me out on it, and I had the amazing Missy Reynolds, who's amazing in the stunt community, send me out for it because she knew all of my fighting background. And Steven Stone, who was our stunt coordinator on the show, he called me up and was like, dude, we have you all backing you up for this part.
That's so nice.
Yeah, so I auditioned for them, and I remember going in, and the day before the interview, I worked with a good friend of mine named Josh Matos, who's another amazing actor, worked at Grace Studios here in LA, and we just worked on this character and worked on it. I only had 2 days to prepare for the audition.
Really?
Yeah, they only gave me 2 days, and they wanted me to learn 2 pages of dialogue.
Jeez.
2 to 3 pages of just full dialogue, and they wanted to know if I could act out the fight sequences.
Well, I mean, that's a no-brainer.
Of course, yeah.
Which we'll get into later.
I was like, fight sequences? Awesome! Because most of you all know my martial arts background, so
again, we'll get into that.
And I was in love with the character the minute I read the background, just because for all the fans that know Maximum Ride, the Flock is such a beloved, everyone wants to be the Flock, and
of course,
Ari kind of represents that outcast. He's this beta wolf that was kind of left alone. So yeah. I think anyone could relate to Ari. He's almost like this tragic hero. Mm-hmm. And so many people don't see him like that. But I read that and was like, this is one of the most fascinating characters in the book. So we went through everything. And as soon as we did the audition, they said, that was great. You know, are you free to come next week? So right off the bat,
wow,
I was like, wow.
You got the part pretty much right away, or a callback.
Well, I got
least.
A callback,
yeah.
And I came in, and I, once again, I met with the director, Jay Martin, mm-hmm. and some of the casting directors and some of the producers,
sure,
and
sure.
They asked me to read again, and I did, and I, even the second time around, I was just even more aggressive and even more, everything they wanted to see. And I ended up hearing from Chris, and Chris was saying, hey, they might want to go with somebody else.
Oh,
so,
no.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, you know what, but I had a blast with this. And then it wasn't too long after that, 2 weeks later, they said, we love you, and
you did the best.
And I know that a lot of the fans would have loved to see me play Fang instead.
I can
because
see that.
Fang does have long, dark hair, but that part went to my good friend Pat Johnson. Patrick Johnson's amazing. He's an amazing actor, and he portrays Feng so well. And, you know, I did, you know, apparently I did Ari really well. So
yeah.
I'm just blessed. And, you know, working on this show, we kind of all knew that it was going to be big, because even in between the movie, I would take the time to read the book so I could be a fan with the fans.
Of course.
And it made me just that much, because you know me, I'm a geek. Oh, yeah. And so
yeah.
I really got into it, and I'm like, I'm on book two now.
Yeah, and that's crazy. How many books are in the whole
installment? I want to say there's, well, because here's the thing, the main series, I want to say there's seven.
Yeah.
But there's also spin-offs,
too. Which I didn't know about until I did some research, and I was like, okay, I've only read book four.
Right.
And I haven't gone any further
than that. Right.
So I might need to get back on
it. Book club it.
We'll have to do that. But definitely, I wanted to show everybody, because before we get more into like the plot, if you haven't heard of the books or haven't or don't know what's happening, we actually have a trailer that I want you to show, because I'm so proud of this guy in this film. So please,
exciting,
show that trailer. Which I think is great that they're going with a PG-13 rating too. Very smart.
And it, I don't want to say too much, but like fights are pretty brutal.
I'm excited. Control.
Why do you think you were created in the first place?
Mm-hmm. They're not human.
And I just want to give a huge shout out to Ali Evans, who played an amazing Max and was such a trooper, learning to do all of our fight sequences with us.
That's
good. And now we have to run and hide just to stay alive.
Everything was a lie. This is all part of some master plan. So what do?
We fight.
Oh, not all right.
I almost lost you.
Oh, well, who's that handsome person right there?
They know we're here.
If we can't control them,
they're expendable.
Oh, the editing is so good.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way out,
Matt. Oh my gosh, who's that? Who's that handsome fellow back there?
That's me.
Yeah. Oh, man.
It's exciting.
So, that was the trailer of anyone who's just tuning in right now. Oh, my God. So, give the fans or people who are watching for the first time, like, what is Maximum Ride? What is it about? Like, not obviously not to give away too many spoilers, right, but try to give, like a synopsis.
So, the synopsis, essentially, I mean, James Patterson is such an amazing novelist. And, I mean, I'm actually a big fan of Alex Cross, which is another one of his...
I mean...
Yeah, I mean, come on, who hasn't seen...
Yeah.
So... Once again, like, knowing that this was one of his works, I was like, ah, you know, so, but essentially what's going on is these kids have all been experimented on, and they escape, and they're living on their own, and they're trying to survive.
Sure.
But, I mean, because a lot of it is mystery, and I don't want to give too much away,
yeah,
but
no.
Essentially what's going on is the people that made them, which are known as the school, and Ari's father, Jeb, is trying to round up the gang. He's trying to take them back.
Yeah.
And essentially what's going on is I'm trying to get revenge on the flock because I was also experimented on and I wanted more power and I'm trying to get back with, you know, I have this hatred towards them.
Yeah.
So even though, I mean, I'm working with the school and it's like kind of my duty, I also have like this bitterness towards the flock as well. So essentially it's, I like to almost look at it as like a darker, even darker X-Men. I mean, X-Men's pretty dark, but it's like still experimentation and just this supernatural human, you know, force that are trying to fight each other. And it's interesting. I mean, there are a lot of mysteries and we don't want to, you know, there are
Of course. And that's why I was like trying to, I know that it's really hard to kind of condense what Maximum Ride and that whole series is, because there is a lot of twists and turns that a lot of people need to read or watch the movies or anything like that. So I completely understand. But since... Ari, again, how you said earlier, where sometimes he's hated and sometimes he's really loved.
Right, right.
Like, I know, I've known you for quite some time, so I know you as this lovable, smiley kind of character. But playing a villain, kind of, is kind of interesting. And also, I mean, you have played a bad person before, if anyone's ever seen Killer Kids series.
Yes.
That was really weird for me, because I was like, not my Lukey. But at the same time, how is it, one, we always have to talk about, because I've seen pictures of Ari where he's just this giant mass of a person.
Yes.
So, two things. One, how does it feel playing kind of like this dark character? One, and two, the workout must have been rough.
It was crazy. Well,
so explain to me exactly how you got into character with this pretty awesome. I mean, come on, that body is ready to go. You know, I mean, this is a little bit different. This was an older picture, but I know that you have to get a little bit more out of this picture.
This role. Yeah. Well, I train at the world famous House of Champions in Van Nuys, California.
Woo-woo.
Yep. And I trained with Shion Mark Parra and David Hernandez out there, and mm-hmm. I've been under them for years. And, you know, I told them that, hey, I got to get ready for this thing. And, you know, so besides the martial arts, we do a lot of weight training and we do a lot of cardio and mm-hmm. a lot of, you know, calisthenic training. So, I mean, the thing with Ari altogether is he, even though he is, you know, like in the books, he's hulking mass, and even in the manga, he's a hulking mass. But I think with this rendition, I wanted to go with more of a lean mm-hmm. strength where it's, you know, he looks... You know, he's obviously different.
Yeah, of course.
But he's also, you know, he could touch you and you would just explode just because he's super powerful. So I was really trying to go with more of a lean look and just more animalistic. And playing the villain, honestly, is a lot of fun. I mean, truth be told, I always found the villains more interesting.
Speaking the truth over here.
Yeah, than the actual protagonists themselves. Now, I'm not hating on the protagonists, but, you know, for me, there's something that always drives the antagonists altogether. But I think what makes Ari such an interesting character is he does feel like he's doing something right. He does feel like he's doing the right thing. But, you know, we look at him as he's crazy and he's trying to, like, murder these kids. But he's just like, well, wait, what's the problem? Why don't I want to do this? So it's really fascinating to see how people react to it.
Yeah, of course.
Because there's some people that are like, well, you know, I like Ari and I almost feel bad for him. And then there are others that are like, no, he tries to kill the... And I mean, you know, no spoilers, but I do know in the books he does somewhat come around. And there's a bit
I mean, I knew that even before reading, like, before actually getting more into it, like, in the manga and stuff like that. I'm just like, I feel like there's a new leaf happening.
Yes, exactly. So, you know, and it's like, I mean, there are a lot of mysteries in the movie that, like, you know, I'm like, I'm trying to beat around the bush. I'm like, what can I say?
No, but, I totally understand.
So, but altogether, I mean, even when I did Killer Kids, you know, I found
that series was crazy.
It was...
If you haven't seen it, you should go check it out. Not just because Luke's in it, because, I mean, everybody wants to look at that face. But, like, the series itself is really good, and it really shows that even though, sure, you know, it really comes from, like, parents and background and the mental health and all that kind of stuff, just it kind of shows that even kids can go through some really terrible things on their own to other children. It's interesting. I would definitely check it out.
It was extremely, I mean, just reading the case, I was 17 when I got the job.
I remember.
And I remember because I called you and Eric. Yeah. But I was like, yay! So, no, but even like when I played Killer Kids, I mean, this kid I portrayed, I mean, was psycho and he's still in prison, but I almost was just fascinated, like, how, what brought you to this decision? So the same thing with Ari. When I was getting ready to play Ari, I wanted to know what was the driving force behind it, and that's what made, like, reading the books even more fun, because I was when I read the books, I saw little things that weren't even in the script, and I'm like, I want to add that to the character. So, you know,
That's awesome.
So
definitely, when is the release of the movie specifically?
So August 30th is the HD digital release, and then we're going to be in select theaters and on demand September 30th.
Okay, wow, a whole month apart.
Yeah.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
But yeah, definitely you guys should check that out. But before we get out of here, I definitely have to poke, even though I know a lot about you, because you and I are good friends, I want maybe the fans to learn a little bit more about you. This family right here that I've known for a long time. If you don't know Luke's parents, you should. Spice Williams Crosby and Mr. Gregory Crosby. Pretty much I call him like Gregory Sr. or Crosby Sr. But these guys have been a driving force in Luke's life, and I know them very, very well. But if you don't know where the Crosby came from, Luke is the great grandson of Bing Crosby. If you don't know who Bing Crosby is, you should look it up, Google it, all that kind of stuff. But you're a young actor, you're a filmmaker, you're a director of small films, martial artist, and of course an advocate for health and love. So same thing with actually his parents. Spice Williams is a pretty much she's a big advocate when it comes to vegan lifestyle and a bunch of other things I can't even list because there's so many, but she's also an actress.
Yes.
She's actually a really great person. If you haven't seen her, she's actually done some Star Trek work, excuse me.
Quite a bit, yes. Yep. There she is.
Yeah,
yep.
She is. And she's gone to so many conventions. If you don't know, you should look it up because all of her scenes are awesome. And she's also worked with a lot of stunt coordinating, and she's just a fantastic person. And then obviously your husband, or not your husband, but her husband. Husband is also a very good screenwriter, director, and I believe a producer.
Screenwriter and producer.
Yes. Okay. And he's actually having a film coming out very soon called
Hacksaw Ridge, yes. Directed by Mel Gibson. Oh, it's so nice to say that.
It's so weird to hear that in one sentence. Look up the trailer. The trailer came out last week.
Yes. It was really funny. We were laughing because I was just telling Dad, I was like, because we have the posters for Hacksaw, and, you know, just so everybody knows, like, Hacksaw Ridge, I mean, I don't want to take my dad's thunder, but it was a 20-year journey. I've been, like, literally have grown up listening to the story, and it's really funny, it's surreal to finally see, like, people doing reaction videos of it.
Oh, and I've been watching those, and I think it's fantastic.
It's amazing, yeah. And I'm so happy for them, and, you know, the truth be told, I was really excited. I was really excited to not only have Maximum Ride and Hacksaw Ridge.
Like, right at the same, like, right around the same time.
They're literally on the same day. Like, yeah. They're both the day the trailer's released. And I was like, oh my, and, like, Dad and I looked at each other and we're like, yes! And, like, high-fived each other. And
I can totally see that.
And, you know, for my dad, it's really exciting because
he's been wanting this story out for such a long time. I mean, I remember, even though I haven't been at the house in a long time, that story will always ring in my head because he used to tell it all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. And you know, the greatest thing about this movie too is, something like my movie is fun and it's a popcorn movie, but something like my dad's movie, Hacksaw Ridge, is
just deep.
It's deep. It's going to open the eyes up to people and to see, like, what not only the horrors of war, but, like, what the, you know, what peace can bring too, you know, what this man Desmond T. Doss brought to, you know, the battlefield. He was like Gandhi going to war, this peaceful, loving man running into, you know, World War II with no gun. It was just unbelievable.
I still can't believe that. Every time, like, when he first told me the story, I was like, this can't be real. And then he did more research and there was a bunch of other stuff. And I was like, this needs to be made into a movie, which I'm hoping, crossing my fingers, that I can get him in here to talk more about that.
Absolutely.
I want to talk about
it. Just so everyone knows, my dad, it's so funny. So my dad was offered to be an actor as a kid, and he was so scared of the camera. So my dad's really scared of cameras. But if he's behind it, he's just like, good.
Good.
Like, he's totally fine. But if there's a camera on him, he's like,
We'll figure it out.
It's funny because my dad's
I'll bring Spice in here, and it'll be fine.
We'll hold his hand.
Yeah, it'll be okay. But, you know, like I said, my only question besides before we get into more of your training and things like that was, mostly just because Bing Crosby was a huge idol back in his day, and he has a long line of not like a huge line of kids, but the fact that a couple of them have actually gone into the film industry.
Yes.
So you have your mom, you have your dad, and then I think it's your aunt who was in Star Trek as well. Like, is this something that you've always wanted to do, or you kind of just fell into it, or... I don't think I've ever asked you this question in the years that we've actually known
each other.
Well,
we're going to answer it.
Yay!
Well, here's the deal. So, I mean, believe it or not, I actually was, like, not a fan of the film industry at all.
Right.
I strongly disliked how so many people just tried to screw each other over.
Hey,
and, especially since, like, you know, like, this movie Hacksaw Ridge. I mean, there's, you know, it's taken so long and just... You know, even seeing my mom work on movies, I've seen people...
Your mom has been in so much stuff. Like, if you guys check out her IMDb page, it's just a laundry list of things.
It literally goes on just endlessly, and it's still... Credits are still piling up.
It's so fantastic. Also, I also interviewed her, if you want to check it on, at Spotlight On at her sister network, AfterBuzz TV. Sorry, plug!
But I
just feel like... You guys have always been this force, this driving force of just all these projects and also passion projects on top of that, especially since you and I have worked on a few things as well. Like, is this something that maybe you would, like, want your kids to get into eventually? I mean, that's way down the road.
Of course.
You're a youngin', so you have time.
Well, you know, okay, so, like, as I was saying, what happened was in 2000... Oh, God, wow.
Mm-hmm. I know this answer.
I want to say 2009. Mm-hmm. It was 2009. I did a movie with my mom in Des Moines, Iowa. Mm. And my mom said, I want you to go to every single department. And if you see something that catches your eye, mm-hmm. I want that to be your career.
Oh, that's nice.
So I went to every department. Everyone was very sweet. I was like, here I was, like, I want to say I was 14, just turned 14. Mm-hmm. And everyone was really sweet, and everyone was so kind, and everyone was just so sweet to just open up their...
Their department to show what they did. Yeah, of course.
And just, you know, showed every little nuance of what they did. Mm-hmm. And I ended up working with some amazing actors, and I ended up helping them, you know, because most of people know I have a huge background in martial arts. I was thrown in at 3 years old by my mom, and I'd done some stunt work, mm-hmm. but, you know, martial arts tends to parallel with acting a lot, as, you know, like every martial arts actor that's out there.
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, exactly. So, and when I started acting with these actors, mm-hmm. I mean, it was an amazing cast.
Yeah.
I just fell in love with it. I felt that it was such a great expression and almost like a great therapy to just change and morph. And mm-hmm. I fell in love with it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, the biggest thing for me that I really opened up my eyes, and I think this really goes towards anything, is not everybody is a total tool. I was like, oh my God, I'm talking to actors that aren't like blabbing about themselves all day.
Right.
And they're actually really cool, and they're very sweet, and they're very genuine. And I was like, you know what? I think I can do this. So as soon as we got back, mm-hmm. I started at Joey Paul Jensen's mm-hmm. acting school in Burbank. And I eventually kept moving up and going to classes and going to academies and fell in love with it. And now I want to direct more. And, you know, we did our film together, our little, you know.
We don't have to talk about that.
It was a budget of a shoelace, but it was amazing.
Hey, I thought it was great.
It was. So, but I just fell in love with performing, and I just really enjoy, you know, portraying characters, especially in something like Maximum Ride, where mm-hmm. it's a beloved character.
Right.
And people are, like, depending on you to bring some. I remember putting up, like, hey, just got casted as Ari on Instagram, and people were just like, don't screw up.
That's rude.
And I'm like, I will not screw up. I will make sure I am the best damn Ari that you ever see. And,
yes, I love
and
that.
And I love, you know, honestly, I have to say that, you know, I know that some people, you know, there's always going to be haters, but, you know, love me, hate me, either way you're thinking about me.
Hey, yeah, exactly. That, and look at that.
Everyone that has seen the Ari character, mm-hmm. I gotta say, everyone's going like, you know what, it's not what we expected, but we're liking it.
That's good.
And I'm really happy about that. And I think all of the flock, to be in it, honest, mm-hmm. everyone's just like, we're really digging this. We're really loving this.
That's good.
So, yeah, no, acting is in my blood. I love it. Martial arts is in my blood, too. I still teach at a lot of studios, mm-hmm. and I'm doing private. So if anyone wants to learn kickboxing. But,
plug. That old plug.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, no, and that's still a huge part of my life. But, you know, action films mm-hmm. and, you know, these horror films that I've done, you know, it's just every time I'm on set, I feel like I'm at home. Yeah. And especially since I've done almost every single department because my mom's throwing me into every little thing.
Yeah.
I feel like it's like, we need a grip. I'm like, I can do it.
Yeah. Luke, good, you're the star. You.
Yeah, but I can do it. You know, so,
like, I don't mind.
Yeah. It was really funny because even on set, mm-hmm. when, you know, people, I'm trying to help the PAs if I wasn't doing anything, and they're just like, Luke, focus. I'm like, oh, yeah, right, sorry, you know, mm-hmm. so.
No, that's great. I'm trying to think of a game. but before we get into the last thing, definitely speaking of the fact of martial arts and everything like that, you are actually a very talented person. You have a second dan black belt, and I have a list, guys. There's a list of things. Kickboxing, grappling, boxing, weapon training and swords, knives, sticks, and staff, and Arju Kenpo?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I did get that right. Thank you very much. You've been doing this for a long time. I know that you've been doing it since you were 3. I know that you usually take martial arts and acting pretty much as a one thing. Is it something that you would tell people to try? Or you're like, oh, if it's not for you, it's not for you.
For martial arts or for acting?
Both.
For martial arts, I definitely say everyone should do it. Mm-hmm. As a fellow black belt, just because, I mean, we live in a world where respect and integrity is, like, diminishing. Yep. And martial arts, I think no matter what studio, I mean, every studio is going to be a little...
Every studio is different, yeah.
But there is this sense of respect, like, you always got to bow in, and you always got to mm-hmm. shake hands, and I think it just installs great morals.
Sorry, Captain's in the chat, and he's being a dummy.
Oh, okay, he does that. Okay, so...
Hi, Eric. Continue.
So, I'll say that. Hi, Cap. But I think everyone should at least get their black belt. If they don't want to do anything afterwards, that's sure. fine. I mean, if they do lose that, you know, as Shion Mark Parr at House of Champions would say, you always got to find the love.
Of course.
So even if you lose that, you know, energy or that drive,
yeah.
try to find it. But, I mean, even if you get your black belt, just finish the journey. Because I think if you can get your black belt, you can truly finish anything.
It's a huge, like, that's the one thing I can completely agree with you on that one. Like, I feel like a lot of people usually stop at, like, yellow or green or blue. And I'm like, guys, you're so close.
Yeah, exactly.
You just gotta get through it.
Even if it's a financial thing.
Yeah.
It can be very expensive. Yeah. It can get very expensive. But don't lose your belt. Save up some money. And get for that next belt. And if you have to wait again, because I know some people that literally will have got, like, taken years to get their black belt. And that's just because they're like, I'm trying to save, like, I have a little fund specifically for it. And I'm like, that's awesome, because you don't lose your drive. It wasn't like, I'm done. And as for acting, every time someone says, I want to get in the business, I go, is there anything else that you want to do?
Before you jump into that. I think I do the same thing.
Yeah, and some people will go like, well, I thought about being a doctor. And I said, then go be a doctor. Yeah, exactly. Go be a doctor.
How dare you?
No, yeah, well, no, and it's because...
I'm just kidding.
Acting, you have to dive so deep into yourself. And there's some parts of people that they don't want to explore. And they mm-mm. don't... It is a therapy session where you're going to have to ask yourself questions.
It makes sense.
What you want to do and mm-hmm. how you would handle it, and just being comfortable mm-hmm. with yourself. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of people say they can do that mm-hmm. because even I in the beginning said, oh, I could do this. You know, this is easy. And then you get into a scene where, you know, there's something uncomfortable. And like, I remember I had to do like, I want to say it was almost like a boyfriend girlfriend scene in this scene I was doing with this girl.
Sure.
And our teacher said, like, can you get closer for her and just try to, like, seduce her? And, like,
that's weird.
Weird 16-year-old me was like, yeah, I can do that. And then, like, brain was like, wait, I can't. And it's like, Luke was still part of the character. And I'm like, no, I can't be Luke. I need to be
this character.
Seducing character number two. Like, he's like,
what is my motivation?
Exactly.
Seduce character number two.
Yeah, exactly. Rub her shoulder sensually. Okay.
Go.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
smack.
So, right.
But I'm glad. That seems like something like advice that you would probably give to someone who wants to get into acting. They need to just be ready that there is a part of them that they need to get into, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And it's, you know, like my great grandfather Bing, I think, I mean, part of the reason why he was such an amazing singer mm-hmm. and such an amazing actor was because, you know, at least the fans of Bing, they know what he had gone through. I mean, my great-grandfather went through, you know, alcohol addiction before there was any AA. And he did it on his own. And he came here to L.A. with, like, nothing.
Yeah.
And he had to make his way up to where, you know, now he's a legend. But I think there was a lot of internal stuff that progressed, and mm-hmm. he was able to use that for all of his characters.
No, I mean, is it hard for you to have that legendary name on you, or you just want to just, it doesn't really matter?
I love it, because mm-hmm. it's a family that is so beloved, and I mean, I know there are I mean, in every family, there's insanity of some, you know, sort of, you know, we're kind of like rabbits, we're everywhere, but...
I mean, what are you gonna do?
Yeah, what are you gonna do?
It's a big family. What do you?
Crazy makes you fun. So,
yeah, that's how I feel.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm extremely honored to be a part. I never have won. You know, I hear people going like, "Aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you?" I'm like, "No,
no, you should be."
Be proud. I got our family crest tattooed on my back. So
fans, keep an eye out for that.
Yeah, exactly. You'd be like, "Hey, there it is." I love it, and The one thing, though, I mean, but here's the big
of course.
Is my dad and I have talked about this, is I don't want to be known as Bing Crosby's great-great-grandson.
Of course.
I want to be known as Luke Crosby.
As you should.
And of course, and then you can get those relations going. And people have asked me if I wanted to change my name, or I'm like, no, of course not. Because the name's been out of the limelight for such a long time. Oh, yeah, for
quite a long time.
So, I mean, my aunt, you know, Denise Crosby, yes, she keeps it in a great light. And yeah. I love her, and we all love her. And, you know,
she's done great things.
Amazing. I just saw her. I know I'm a little late. I'm just catching up on Ray Donovan. So
yeah, I'm on the same boat. So, you're not alone.
I know. I just caught her on there. I'm like, there's Aunt Denise. Great job.
That's great.
But, you know, I want to be known as Luke Crosby or Luke Gregory Crosby.
Of course.
You know?
I mean, you got to throw Dad's name in there.
Of course. Love you, Daddy. Yeah.
But no, and I think that's great. So the last thing before, I keep saying that because I don't want this interview to end. So I'm going to do a tiny game. It's a word associate game. It's real easy. I say a word and the first thing that pops into your head, just go for it.
Okay.
Just whatever you feel like it. So acting.
Oh, boy. I could use so many. First thing.
First thing on the top
expression.
Of your head. There you go. Food.
Fun.
Oh, nice. Movie.
Experience.
Mm. Music.
Life.
Oh, I thought you were going to say metal. I'm upset. Parents.
Metal is life.
Well, okay, fine. Parents.
Love.
Stunts.
Dangerous.
I don't even want to get into that. Maximum Ride.
Legendary.
Oh, you son of a... And last but not least, Ari.
Badass.
I knew it. I saw that coming a mile away. So, what upcoming stuff that you can talk about is coming up for you that you want the fans to know about?
So, I actually have a really fun movie I'm going to be starting soon called Astro, and I can talk about it because...
Nope, we don't have to go any further than that.
No, okay. But it's... I'm really happy because a very close and dear friend who's like family to me, Asifek Bar, wrote this, and he's going to be directing, and it's a really badass story, and I mean, this isn't too much of a plot twist, but I'm playing an alien.
What?
And I'm like super excited, and it's
so
just,
jelly.
I'm really excited, and it's going to be, this is another movie where it is action-based, very much like Max Ryan, but it has this really awesome, strong message, like Hacksaw Ridge, like my dad's film.
That's awesome.
So I'm really excited to work on it, and we're going to be filming all over the place. We're going to be possibly in New Mexico, and we're going to be doing stuff in Bangladesh, to my knowledge, and, you know, so that's really fun, and, you know, of course, I'm writing stuff myself, and I want to do a lot of... you know, more things. Mm-hmm. It's so funny. I've done so much last year, and I did so much, and I'm still waiting for release dates on stuff. Like, I just found out the episode of Longmire that
I was gonna say. I was like, I've been waiting for that forever.
I know, and apparently I'm getting text messages going, great job on Longmire, Luke. I'm like, wait, it's out? Like, I didn't realize. Like, wait, and
there's the communication.
Yeah, and I'm just pulling out the phone. I'm like, there I am. You know, like, I found out I was on Longmire. I was at my girlfriend's house on her birthday.
Hey, and lady.
Hi, Sadie. Love you, babe. And she, like, we're trying to find this episode on her birthday. And I'm like, there I am. Hey,
yay!
You know, so it's really funny. You know, like, you never know because you get so focused on life and what the next part. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, when we did Maximum Ride, that was everything. But the minute we wrapped, I'm like, what's the next project?
No, good for you.
What's the next thing? And I even, like, I mean, this was such a fun, this is a fun story because, like, we're still laughing about it.
Yeah.
As soon as we wrapped Max Ride, we wrapped October 29th.
Oh, wow. Wow, that long ago, huh? I was wondering where you disappeared off to.
Yeah, I know no one could get a hold of me because Ari came hard to me. Like, I will beta wolf myself and go into the. I live in the shadows. Yeah, exactly. So, I.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah, I as soon as we finished, I got a call from Todd Bryant, who's an amazing stunt coordinator, and he's like an uncle to me. He played. My mom's counterpart in Star Trek.
Oh, that's awesome.
And he called me going, like, he does a lot of stuff with Will Ferrell. And he's like, hey, I'm doing Will Ferrell's new movie. Do you want to come out and work?
What?
So as soon as we were done with Max Ride, the next day at 5 a.m., I had to drive down to Long Beach.
Jeez.
And I started working on that. And I was only there for like a day. Yeah. But it was just like back to back. I'm like, one series, next movie up. Let's do this, you know?
I'm so happy for you. You don't Thank even you. Know. There's so much. I'm trying to be professional, but there's so much. There's a lot of fangirls.
I know. I forgot. I'm inside. Like, wait a minute. We're on TV. I thought we were just talking.
We're just having. There's totally not water in here. But thank you guys. Thank you so much for coming here, because you are an awesome person and more people need to watch you. Thank you. Maximum Ride, which comes out again.
Digital download will be August 30th, and then select theaters and on-demand will be September 30th. So hashtag Team Ari.
Yep, there it is.
Even if you don't like him, just support him.
Just for Luke. guys, thank you so much for tuning in. Again, check out digital release is on August 30th. The actual release is on September 30th, so you get that month gap, but he will be all over the social media, which is at...
I'm sorry?
Which social media?
Oh, I am at Luke G. Crosby on Facebook, Luke G. Crosby on Instagram, and at Luke G. Crosby on Twitter.
Yes. So he will definitely be updating and all that kind of stuff, making sure you guys Absolutely. Are totally into it. Oh, you gotta bring
And I'm at House of Champions, so if you guys ever want to stop on by and visit, I'm there.
There you go. See? So thank you guys so much. Don't forget to check out iTunes for any popcorn talk. Shows that we have here, we have Jedi Alliance, we have Movie Anatomy, we have DC Movie Show, Marvel Movie Show. You gotta check it out. It's fantastic. Ooh. Oh, yeah. It's a lot of stuff. We talked about Suicide Squad that just came out. There's a whole slew of things. So, thanks guys so much again. My name is Alexis Torres. You can find me where all shenanigans and craziness will ensue at atorres890. Thank you guys so much, and we'll see you guys at the movies. Woo!
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Spitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only. They do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.